Y'all better tune in, tell a friend of the Playboy Comedy is in. Tune in to blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife 213. That's my number to call in. Your number 310-861-2317. Y'all gotta forgive me, gotta work the cobwebs out. I'm a little excited, y'all. It's a hot day today. I'm gonna start off this segment with something I wanna call Daddy Duty Diaries. For those of you who know, I'm a new father. Well, again, you know what I'm saying? Got to shout out my babies in college, Tina and Candace doing their thing. Daddy real proud of y'all, you know what I'm saying? And then I got a fresh baby that's 9 months old. And being an actor, comedian, entertainer, entrepreneur, businessman, you know, it's kind of fun being a new daddy all over again because, you know, it's just the evolution of enjoying my child and enjoying the day-to-day growth of her. I mean, it's amazing to watch a human being go from nothing to be a big, exuberant human being. It's just amazing, man. So I just want to share some of these stories with y'all, my family, my following, my people. My daughter is 9 months old, so, you know, her mother works. I'm the stay-at-home dad, you know, of course, because, you know, again, being an actor, comedian, entrepreneur, I'm the one who is basically out here pursuing the dream. It's kind of the backwards thing, you know what I'm saying? You know how usually the dude be taking care of the girl? Well, see, I'm the dude that's getting taken care of. House husband, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't hear me, church. But, yeah, long story short, I got my baby with me, and we out and about. And I'm going to tell you, I just want to share this with y'all. I'm going to be doing different segments of things about she and I and, you know, just the adventures of watching her grow, you know what I'm saying, and both pursuing our careers because naturally, you know, I've opened her up to the family business. She's already done her thing, you know, got an agent, you know what I'm saying, already doing commercials, and she's already been in a music video. I'm scared of her, you know what I mean, book something at 3 months old. So shout out to my baby for doing what she do, doing it so young. Be on the lookout, y'all. I'm coming out with a Handsome Life radio mixtape. Volume 1 should be dropping within the next couple of weeks here, getting some good press on it, you know what I mean, get some feedback. The numbers on my show are ridiculous, so I plan on mixing it up, putting some stuff out there, you know what I mean, getting some product going, you know, when I'm on the road, you know, have a different CD to sell, stuff that you can download on iTunes and really check your boy out, follow your boy, man, help your boy do his thing, man. I really appreciate y'all. I have to give a shout out to Miss Jenny Rivera. You all know the Mexican singer who was recently killed in a plane crash. I want to shout out not just the Mexican community, but we all know what it's like to lose someone. And, you know, it's a hurtful thing. You know, I saw some stuff on Entertainment Tonight on this lady, and she was well on her way to, well, she was already there in the Mexican community, but along with, like, the likes of Edward James Olmos and Lou Diamond Phillips, she was about to make that transition over to mainstream America. So I just want to say it's hard, you know, for the Mexican community, but it's a human being, not just for the Mexican community, for any community, y'all. You know what I'm saying? My brother-in-law passed recently, the 27th of November, and I tore my sister up. You know what I'm saying? We lost JR, you know, who was played by Larry Hagman. You know, it's just been a hell of an event. So let's hug and kiss the ones that are closest to us, y'all. You know what I mean? And don't forget to show people their worth and let people know that they mean something to you, that you have value in them. Because, man, I'm going to tell you, here today, gone tomorrow. Start my show off with a little prayer, and then from there I'm going to go into a song dedicated to Jenny Rivera, and then we're going to go on and get this thing going, y'all. Here's the shout to everyone, you know what I mean? Know that I put God first and foremost in my life. So I always say this Bible verse, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. And this is a prayer I pray. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. It is 3:04 p.m. You are live on blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. Today is December 12th, 2012. We're going to send this one out to Jenny Rivera. And then from there, y'all, we're going to get it on.
How do I say goodbye? The good time that made us laugh, I'll wave them back. I thought we'd get to zero.
That you know is close to you, that you love, man. Hug, hold them tight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say even call your enemy, man. Text your enemy, call your enemy and say, you know what? Might have a problem with you, but, hey, you might not be here tomorrow, and I might miss you hating on me. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just serious. But, yeah, on a lighter note, though, we're going to go on and get this thing going. But I do want to give a rest in peace to her and want to send shout-outs and love to her and her family in their time of bereavement. This is a rough time for them. Trust me, I know my sister just went through it. She just buried her husband. And what life experiences taught me, y'all, is the fact that, say, you know, you got that one person that, you know, when the person passes away, you know, it's never, how you say, what people think. People think, you know, that person passes away and then you never, you know, okay, well, that person's buried, and then you don't hear from the people, you know, that left the funeral. But I'm going to say that one thing I've learned is that when people say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be there for you, after losing my mother, I found out that I had to be there for myself. That's number one, myself, my brother, and sister. And number two, I'm going to just say this real, and this is something people need to understand. Just when a person passes away, the people that are left here will still be hurting and have to deal with that. You know what I mean? And it's not something that they're going to be able to get over in a matter of a moment. I just want to put that out there. You know what I'm saying? So, again, man, shout out to this amazing talent. Saw some stuff on her that just really profusely impressed me, man. She just was an amazing talent. And I'm going to be doing a lot more research on her because, like I say, the stuff I saw was amazing. And just so she knows, you know, Miss Riviera from Trey Love from Handsome Life Radio, you will be missed, darling. Now, check this out, y'all. It's about to go down, man. We're about to have a little fun, man. About to mix it up. You know what I'm saying? I got I got two very, very special guests. Plus, I got some extras added in, too. Going to be hitting the airwaves, man. So it's going to be an exciting show. But y'all know what I have to do before I get started. It's a bunch of ladies out here that love, you know what I'm saying, giving me a little poke, that little tap on the shoulder. And just so my ladies know how much I appreciate it, I'm going to tap you back. So, ladies, and remember, I only say your first name. I never say your last because, see, I'm trying to keep you out of trouble. I don't want your man to be, yeah, oh, what, Trey Love poking you? Me and you know I'm poking you, but you know what I'm saying? We'll keep that between us. Kat, Stephanie, Nikki, Sonia, Janika, Portia, Shannon, Mantrice, Darlena, Angelica, Elke, Nisha, Kim, Yana, Queenie, Simone, Sharifa, Vanessa, Faustina, Alexandria, Renya, Carmen, and a lady that goes by the name of Goddess. Ladies, do this. I'm going to try to get some more pokes because, I mean, that's cool, but I really want to get more attention from you ladies. You know what I'm saying? Seeing as though I'm definitely dropping this Handsome Life mixtape. You know what I'm saying? And to my artists out there that want to get down, man, I'm down to put you down, you know. So tune in, tell a friend. The Playboy Comedy is in 310-861-2317, blogtalkradio.com/handsomelife. To the ladies that poke me, I'm going to rock you.
LA, Vegas Connect, baby.
When I see you in the club, I'm bottles from Trey Love, baby, saying no, what's up, baby, let me do my stuff. I'm a rock, I'm a rock, I'm a rock, I'm a rock. My claim to fame, for mine, you do same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Big Bacardi, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, LA, shorty. ATL, MIA, can't forget. Shoutout, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Grab a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
See you in the club, and bottles from Trey Love.
I'm a rocker,
Dre.
You know you sing on this beat, right?
She look my way, she like my style. Order a shot for honey, child. Meanwhile, I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly. Put your number in my silly. Grab a hand, say let's go. Cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't hold. Make your body shake and quiver. Good loving, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She's my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a match so I can bury me into you. That's how I do. In a few, I pursue. I think Trey love you.
Damn. What?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission, like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rocker.
In the club, I'm the from Trey love. It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul, bust hard like a revolver. Invent the problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker,
I'm a rocker.
It's LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gon' rock.
Hit Works Entertainment.
I'm gon' rock.
Kill Roy. Trey Love, hot single dropping right now, y'all. Ha. I'm gon' rock her. Yeah. We gon' take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gon' rock her.
And that's what's up. Y'all better take it home, baby. Hey, let me tell y'all something. I've been in the studio working on some things, man, that ain't yet, you know what I'm saying? It's manifesting me, you know what I'm saying? It's getting mixed down, but be on the lookout for some hot, hot tracks, you know what I'm saying? Some hot interviews, some hot music, some comedy sketches, all on CD. That's Volume 1, Handsome Life Radio Volume 1, coming real soon to you, so you can cop and have some Trey Love, you know what I'm saying, anytime you want it, you know what I'm saying, just put me in, you know, and you know, ladies, you know, you can go on and just put me in, you know, fellas, you can play my stuff, you know, it's difference between the two. Ha! Hey, look, today's show is going to be majorly exciting, man. My special guest is already on the line, man. It's going down. Some of y'all know. This young lady's brother is actually... let's call his brother what he is, royalty, you know what I'm saying, black royalty, black Hollywood royalty, you know what I mean, Mr. Tyrese Gibson, man. I mean, come on, man, the name alone just rings what it rings. I mean, from all the Transformers to Fast and Furious to, I mean, and the most famous one, I just saw him recently perform at the United Negro College Fund, man. He did his thing, man, but the most famous one is Baby Boy, man. Everybody know this brother is Jody. high. That's what all the ladies be screaming. But this young lady's a very, very good friend of mine. When I first moved to L.A., y'all, and was just in that transition, actually, I met a good actor today, man, the brother that came out here on the same struggle, man. You come out here, and L.A. will kind of get you in one of the modes where you don't understand stuff, you know. I'm going to tell y'all straight up to my folks out there in Chicago, Mississippi, and all that, there are literally still gangs out here. They still blooding and cripping, and you know what I'm saying? I call it tripping, you know what I mean? So you get out here and you think, you know, okay, I'm coming out here with my swag, and see, I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff. Next thing you know, you sitting up in the devil's lair and don't even realize it. So, you know, you have to be mindful of what you're doing out here, and it's hard to trust people. But I must say that this young lady came along, man. She was a friend, confidant, supporter, man, and she actually was really the boost and catalyst to get me back going, man, got me back on stage and put me out there. And actually, the reason why she's even on the show today is because we are getting ready to put our minds, our collective minds and knees together on a major, major, major project. I told you things is going down. So you know what? I can't just bring my homegirl to the show without giving her some hype. You know what I'm saying? Like giving her the due she deserves. So let me see here. Let me find the right song. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Bring her let y'all know how she is. You know what I'm saying? Like really give this girl the spice she deserves. Give me a second. Let me go through I'm going through the Rolodex here. The what you call that thing? Remember back in the day? They used to go through the crate. That's what it is. You got to forgive me. I forgot what it was. It's the crate. It's back, dude. It's going through the crate. All right. This song go out to Miss Shanta Gibson, Sister Tyrese, y'all. Hey, before we bring her home, man, we're going to let y'all know how she roll, man. We're going to let y'all know how she roll. This is my homegirl, y'all. She helped me make me what I am today in L.A. That's Chuch. This song goes out to her, man. It's about to get the thing started.
Look, I be riding through my old hood, but I'm in my new whip. Same old attitude, but I'm on that new shit. They say they gon' ride me, see me never do shit, cause they know that's the reason they gon' end up on the news clip. Audemars on my wrist, bust down. We popping bottles like I thought it went in touchdown. Remember me dead broke, look at me up now. I run my city from South Philly back to uptown. Thank God. Bottles I pop, all the paper I've been getting, all these models I pop. I done sold 100,000 for my album got dropped, and I'm only 23. I'm the shit now. Look at me, look at me. I'm a boss like my nigga Rose. Hey, shorty asked me for a check. I told that bitch like no way, cause I made it from the bottom. It was never no way, and I never had a job. You know I had to sell, yeah. Bitch, I'm a boss. I call a shot. I'm with the murder team. Call a cop. Y'all are not. You sure on the paper, you gon' ball or not? Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I plan a shot. I call the code. We in this bitch. It's going down. Yeah, let's clean it with my motherfucking grind. Bitch, I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
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 I plan a shot. I call the code.
Yeah.
Hey.
Got so many shades, they thought I had a lazy eye. Shorty roll me smooth as my Mercedes ride. No love, cry when only babies die. And when I go, that casket better cost 100,000. I pray to God I look my killer in his eyes. Snatch his soul out his shirt and take him for that ride. OG is one who's standing on his own feet. A boss is one who guarantee we gon' meet. Fuck a blog, dog, cause one day we gon' meet.
Biggest boss that you've seen thus far. Welcome to Handsome Life Radio, Miss Shanta Gibson. Shantae, what's happening with you over there, girl? What's good? What's good? What's good?
What up, Trey? I was over here grooving and stuff. I didn't, you know, I was trying to hope that you didn't hear me back here. That intro was just perfect. Oh, my God, got me hyped up, ready for the show, ready for you, ready for the listeners, all that good stuff.
It's a
great show so far, Trey. I just love what you're doing, man.
Well, I appreciate it. You
everything.
Know how I do. I mean, I can't slack on nothing, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to Carla and them over there at EOTM for teaching me the game,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? But Yeah, I got to take this podcast to the next level, man. The listenership is through the roof. So to all them people out there listening to me, it's so many. I mean, I used to kind of know who my listeners was, but God is in a blessing business. It's like I look at them rotations. So I know y'all listening to my voice, whoever you are out there. I want to thank you for even taking the time, the moment, to press play on my joint. Shantae, that's why I'm dropping the Handsome Life Radio mixtape on them.
I got so much to say. Like, first of all, let me try to get a few things in real quick. First of all, congrats on your bundle of joy, man. That is so awesome. Like, I was messing with Trey, you guys, the listeners out there, because I was like, man, he wasn't having no more children, you know what I mean? Just messing with him a little bit. But I love the fact that you're a good dad, and I know you're teaching her good things, and I just know that she is blessed already, and the things that you have to teach her is just going to take her to the next level and take you guys to the next level. And again, with me being a new mom of twins, I understand where you're at. It is a blessing to see them day-to-day grow and just get all big and take all the characteristics that you have and just go with it. So
yeah,
that's,
man,
the first order of business. I wanted to give a shout-out to you and say I can't wait to get to L.A. and kiss them cheeks. That's the first thing.
Man.
Man, and then the tragedy as well, rest in peace. I was listening to a lot of the details behind it. Do you know that the plane was old? It was an aged plane.
Yes.
I'm talking about Jenny.
Yes.
With the Mexican star. The plane was old. It was a 70-something-year-old pilot,
yeah,
I heard. And then there were other things that they said that the plane hadn't been maintained in a while. It was just a lot of details, and I just – oh, my God, it's such a tragedy, you know?
Yeah,
and
it's an awful
other thing is, did you see the tweet pic that they sent out before they crashed?
Yes, I did.
I was just like, oh, my God, if anybody didn't understand and take that picture and use that as a peace fake, I mean, they looked so happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they didn't know if that was going to be their last breath or their last time or their last picture. But, oh, my God, I was like, they were up here chilling, and now they're with God chilling. So for the listeners who loved her, just understand and remember that picture right before she passed. She was very happy. She was in the clouds, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that in response to your rest in peace at the beginning of the segment. I didn't know her either personally or hadn't heard of her before now, but I do know how it is to be a talent in the entertainment industry and how hard that is, and for her to have gotten so far and getting ready to hit the mainstream. I know she was doing some big things. So I say rest in peace to all her fans and, you know, everyone that knew and loved her. I just, man, I feel so bad, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a wild thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, the thing is, like, people such as your brother, myself, that, you know, are constantly on planes, you know what I mean? It's, you know, and I just know that, you know, the thing is, I have faith and I leave everything in the hands of the Lord. But the thing is, like, realistically, you know, a lot of people, you know, I've had people like comedians sometimes can be so silly because, you know, I'm a Mac from way back, you know what I'm saying? I handle my B out of where I handle it, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of times I bring up God and people don't understand that. You know, I was shot in the back. It was 19 shells at the scene. I'm still here. I put a picture of Facebook on a car that I was in with my dad that got split in half. I'm still here. I've suffered through so many things in this what I like to call handsome, troubled life that I've been through. So when I mention God, it's not nothing that I'm playing with. People like this, and they can talk about God all the time. Yeah, I talk about the source that has allowed me to continue to breathe, knowing that it's days I couldn't have been here. So when I think about people such as herself, you know, again, people like, you know, that, I mean, look at your brother, man. Me and you chopping it up, he all in London, overseas, you know, shooting films and stuff. Those are, you know, 12, 13-hour flights, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you just came back from Chicago, got my family in the air and stuff like that. And, you know, God bless, you know, the soul of, you know, Aaliyah's and people like that, you know, died in such horrific ways. Because, like I say, I just want to say, man, I know it's a – because just seeing the stuff on TV with her family and stuff was just
– right, right.
It just really
and
touched
and
bothered
me. I want to say this real quick to the listeners. Please, you guys, if you never paid attention to what's going on, please enlighten yourself and pay attention that death has, it doesn't have a number, an age, a time, or any of that. And I recommend to all the listeners, get yourself prepared for death as you would for life. You understand?
That's,
get your life insurance. Get life insurance on your family members, your children, people that you love. Please prepare in that way, because it's going down now. Like, it's at the point where, you know, it's
it really
waking
is,
me
man.
Up.
Yeah. And,
you know,
and the thing
and
is,
we
I
have
to get
we have
insurance.
To get ready and be wise and be smart. You know
yeah,
what I'm
and,
saying?
Yeah, and be mindful, because I tried to get some life insurance on my daddy and they wouldn't let me. I was pissed because I really wanted to get some life insurance on him. And not because I was going to be sad or nothing, but no, I'm just let me stop. I love Lord. I love True Love. I wouldn't be Trey Love if it wasn't for True Love. Shout out to True Love. But one thing I want to, we got to get some stuff off here. Let me think. I wanted to get some stuff said. No, because we just chopping it up and talking about all this tragedy and stuff, because we still
got to talk
about our projects.
Well, we definitely got to talk about that beautiful casting that's coming up when I hit L.A.
Yeah. Oh, ladies
the weekend
and gentlemen,
of January 6th. Yeah,
the ladies
so.
And gentlemen that are here right now, make sure y'all pay attention to ones that are on the phone. I'll be putting it out there. Not only I know people seeing online, I threw that mixtape, Handsome Like Radio mixtape volume one up, but there's going to be a DVD that I'm creating, as well as shout out to Daryl Andrews. We got a full screen, a deal, YouTube deal with Full Screen, man. They approached me, they like what I'm doing, and they think that my viewers, you know what I'm saying, will really be an asset to the channel. So I'm going to be working on a lot of stuff, and I'm going to be doing a sketch, ladies and gentlemen, called, I'm going to put it out there right now, copywritten. It's called Rock and Shell. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Rock and Shell. Give you a little synopsis on what it's going to be about. I'm going to be, of course, playing. What?
The Rock and Shell is Trey Love's project, written by him, and I'm actually going to sit in the casting seat coming up in January, the first weekend of January, January 6th. And what it basically is, it's a webisode project, comedy, sketch comedy, and it is... It's a comical depiction of the White House, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, the children, the mom, you know, Secret Service men, the whole nine. Like, it really puts a comical twist on that whole thing. Because if you think about it, I mean, Barack is pretty cool. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's
if
cool
you think
dude.
About it. He
that's
is
cool
so
dude.
Cool. And he would love to see a project like Trey Love's project. And he would love to view that. And he would sit down and actually laugh about it, because I'm sure he could use, you know what I'm saying, a good tummy roll or two in the position that we're in. And pray for our president, you guys. Keep him up in prayer. He's, you know, got a lot on his shoulders. That's another thing. But this project is big, man. I can't wait to get there and put my hands on it and get kind of dirty, you know what I mean? Can't wait. I'm excited
about
it.
And I'm going to tell the people, man, about how life really roll, y'all. How about life really roll? Shantae, we talked about this project years ago, remember?
Uh-huh.
This
yes,
is
we
not
did.
Even something new. We talked about this project years ago. So I just want to say to the people, it's one of those things that, you know, when you have something, and I'm a dreamer, you know, and it's like, Shantae, I know you know me back in the days, and I said I wasn't having no more kids. That's because I was so frustrated with the current, not the current, because I'm in a beautiful current situation. Shout out to baby mama girl. I know you listening. I'm going to kiss and hug you real good. You act right tonight. I might rub your left toe if you be right.
Lord.
Anyway, long story short, what I'm saying is, the thing is, it's just I couldn't, it was about getting with the right situation, and you know what I'm saying? And once you get with the right situation, things can really, you know, take off in your career. Like right now, mama at work doing her thing. Big Deuce over there sleeping. I'm over here jamming on Handsome Life Radio. So it's the perfect situation for me to be in this position to be able to, you know, like I said, we talked about this a long time ago, but the irony of life, that was years ago we talked about this.
Yes.
But the irony
and
of life
we
now, here we
here
are
we
about
are
to
about
manifest
to
it.
Put
about
it
to
out,
manifest
you know?
It. Yeah, and it's and here's the thing. We're about to really embark on it, and that makes me want to shout out all the children out there that, because, you know, I'm a mentor, too. I love kids, and the thing is, what I try to be is an example to the children, because, you know, people have dreams and, you know what I'm saying, aspirations, and they kind of try to figure out, you know, what can I do to accomplish my dreams, and it may seem too big, you know what I mean? Here's the thing. I'm 5'9". in my young early 30s, and one thing I know is I'm not going to dunk a basketball. So when you have your dreams, I'm going to say this flat out, make sure your dreams are congruent with the reality of your life. You know what I mean? So when you have your dreams and goals and aspirations, yo.
Can I push you out a little bit? You know I always got to mess with you because I'm your friend. You know what I'm saying?
Well, make it quick because we got to bring the other guests to the
line.
I'm going to
make it real quick. Did you guys know that Trey Love is a teacher? I don't know if you guys know that or have ever heard that before, but I'm putting it out there. Not only is he a mentor, he's smart. He was a teacher. Oh, my God. So, anyway, go on.
She wanted to bust me out. Hey, it's funny because I don't even think a lot of people know I used to teach school. You know what I'm saying? But and I still continue to visit schools. And, oh, speaking of which, I got a show at the Veterans Administration coming up, All Freedom of VA. It's going to be on the grounds of the VA. And before I leave, y'all, I got a major announcement about a major, major comedy club I'm about to host. But I'm going to play a little quick song. Then I got to bring my next guest to the floor because this brother's been waiting patiently. And this is actually one of my good, good friends, man. He's really been a motivator, a catalyst. And just a straight out, I'm going to use the word what it is. He's my buddy, man. So I'm going to go ahead and play a little cut, and then I'm going to bring this brother to the set, all right? Here we go, y'all. Y'all know where we at? We in Hollywood, baby.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Not even talk about it.
Let's do it.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watching me, babe.
You watching
me. It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching me.
Uh-huh.
You watching me.
TreyLove.com. That's www.treluv.com. And please go to the email list. Send me an email, treylove@treylove.com. I'll be more than happy to hit you back, man, and keep you posted on so many things going on, man. Like I told y'all, Like I told y'all, it's a, Darryl, I see you over there, man. Call into the radio, man. He probably online right now. But like I told y'all, it's so much going on, man. The mixtape is dropping. The DVD is dropping. Y'all just got the confirmation from Edge Light Entertainment. Shante Gibson is flying to L.A. specifically to do the casting for this project, Rock and Shell. It's going to be a Barack and Michelle spoof of the White House. You know what I'm saying? Some things that, you know, of course it's going to be comical. You know, I'm going to really lace it up. Y'all, I'm going to write it. I'm going to create it. So I need y'all to pray for me. Ask God to, you know what I'm saying, open that light up in me, man, and allow this beautiful comedy to come out, because I swear to God, y'all, I'm bringing it. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of bringing beautiful comedy, man, I have to bring one of my wonderful, greatest friends, man, in this game, man. This brother, like I said, he's an inspiration. He's not just a comedian. He's an inspiration, man. Yo, I ain't even going to waste no more time, man. Big Weezy, what's up? Welcome to Handsome Life Radio, man. How you doing today, player?
I am doing fantastic, Trey Love. The show is off the chain, man. It is great to hear your voice. I'm looking forward to us rocking the stage tomorrow night, baby.
Oh, man. Hey, bro, I cannot wait to hit the stage tomorrow night, man. I'm telling you, man, I got like, man, you know how like you like a crackhead be like, look, I got to wait till Thursday to get my rock. Man, I cannot wait to get down there and do my thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Tell the people about what you got going on out there.
Well, basically, tomorrow night I'm at Flappers in Claremont. It's Big Weezy's last Gasm show. It jumps off at 10 p.m. over at Flappers in Claremont. It's going to be a fantastic show because you're on it. I also have Jarrell Jackson on the show from, you know, Def Comedy Jam, First Amendment stand-up. I'm talking about Playboy. Smokey D's used to do a Playboy show back in the day, is going to be on the show. So it's going to be fantastic. I have a new up-and-comer, Alicia Marie. She's going to be on the show. And starting in January, my co-host is going to be the beautiful, impeccable Miss Asia Kim. Oh, my goodness. She makes me look better. I don't know what I do for her, but she makes me look better.
Hold on. Speaking of Asia Kim, I think we might have somebody on the line. Asia Kim, is that you?
Yay, yay. What's up, Trey Love?
Asia, how you doing, sweetheart? What's going on with you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I see you doing your thing on your radio show.
Yeah, well, I'm doing the best I can with what I got, which ain't much. But the thing is, what you got, you got to use what you got. It might not be
get
much.
Get what you want.
Do you hear me? You might not have, because, see, I really, you know, I'm big in the front. I don't have a lot of ass, so I have to use my front. Hello and good night. Y'all thought y'all was ready, didn't you?
you're equipped to love him from behind, huh?
Yes, I'm loving her from behind, but from, yes, don't, because I have none. I'm shaped like a Mexican. A lot of people don't know that because I wear big clothes.
Oh, no.
Oh, dang. I've been good to Mexicans the whole show. They finna be mad at me.
Please,
that was a joke, y'all. I don't need nobody cutting me. You know what I'm saying? A Mexican will kill you and stab you, and you won't even know you did. I swear to God, I've seen it happen.
That's crazy.
Hey, so, Asia, it's been brought to my attention, to the attention of Handsome Life Radio, that you will be the lovely co-host down in Flappers and Claremont. How you feel about that?
Oh, you know, it's always a good time to get on a stage, and I'll be working with Weezy, who is like a phenomenal professional comedian, so it's going to be a good look. We're going to do our thing down there.
You know what Weezy does? To me, Weezy has a persona and a personality that, I mean, I've actually had the opportunity to work with Weezy on more than one occasion, and you know how, like, you know, you're putting comedy shows together, stuff is going this way, that way, stuff going crazy. One, I don't know if it's his size that intimidates people or whatever, but when he starts talking, it seems like everything is, how you said, Weezy, it's all good, baby.
It's all good.
No, I have to agree. He's one of the most professional, organized comedians that have their own show that I've worked with. So it's always a pleasure to team up with him and work with him, because, you know, it can be crazy. You get there, things are going on, you might be bumped, you know, it could be a whole bunch of stuff going on, but he's always super-duper professional, hasn't tried to get in my pants yet. So, you know, it's all good.
Dang, my bad. I'm sorry. Is that why you stopped calling me? Is that why you stopped calling me, baby? I'm sorry.
Shane McVicious with pleasure.
I'm just kidding. I only tried to get in your panties one time. That was one time. I'm just joking.
I give everybody a one free pass. You know, that's it. After that, then it's just a clink.
Yeah, don't you think that seems like that too? I don't like when these women be trying to just get in me all the time. I mean, leave my. Look, can I wear my corduroy?
But they want
please?
Your front. They want your front.
They
don't know.
I know. It is not their fault. I know.
You probably so bulging out of those business slacks. You probably have to beat them off.
Yeah, I know. And it doesn't help. It does not help being this damn gorgeous either. It just gives me no aid whatsoever with fighting off these women being this gorgeous. It helps none. Oh, okay. Let's get back to YouTube.
I said, I got the same problem. In my weight class, in the 500-pound and overweight class, I have to fight them all too.
No, not in your weight class, though. In your weight class, I can't with him.
I'm telling you, at the club, y'all, it's going to be.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, bro.
No, go ahead, bro. Run your right, man. We running, man. We chopping it up. Go ahead.
All right, well, I just want to say I'm one of the few brothers out there that really, when he smashes, he literally is smashing.
Go to my page, y'all. Go to my Twitter. I'm going to show
Weezy.
Y'all a picture. And show y'all
and
a picture of Big
Weezy.
So,
please,
ladies, I want y'all.
Big Weezy.
Did y'all he's, it's not a threat. He didn't threaten you. He just warned you. He just did not go and let him smash.
And Clay, he might affectionately be known on the down low also as Big Black, just so you know.
Ooh,
so, you know, go ahead and check that out.
She said affectionately. Girl, I like that. Hey, Asia, you going to
what was that?
You going to come out and audition for Michelle Obama for my webisode?
Sure. I love to be a part of the Black production. I sure will.
Okay. Cool, because let me tell you something. I'm glad you said Black. So let me put this all out on the floor right now. Matter of fact, I need to put Shantae on the line for this. Yes, I'm glad you said all Black. Black mean we ain't got no money. This not low budget.
It's no budget.
You understand?
Yeah.
It's not low budget. It's no budget. What it means is you will get, how they say, meal copy credit. I use some cheese and crackers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You'll get a copy of the video, and you can push it just as hard as me. But it will be a great production, that I insist. Shantae, am I lying?
Nah, and guess what else? We're going to keep it professional.
Yeah, we're going to keep it professional. Because, see, Tyrese had to sponsor her ticket to get down here for the casting. When I say no budget, I mean no budget. Everybody broke. The casting director broke. Shantae, how many kids you got now? Seriously, we're going to talk about it. How many kids you got, Shantae? How many?
I have a total of 7, and the last two are twins. I love life. I love life.
It looked like she loved a little more than life with 7 children.
Listen, I don't know how I'll be able to recover 7 humans coming out of this. I don't know if I'll be able to recover.
Humans.
If I'll be able to make the men think that I haven't really been around the block, if 7 people enter this world,
put it like this, it takes a lot of prayer.
See that?
You know what?
Heavenly Father, we
want to
pray.
Get off your knees when you pray. Because I think
that's
how you
get to help. Oh, he needs prayer. I'm praying for this vagina that it comes snapping back to normalcy, Lord. Father God.
That's the problem. I've been praying on my knees too many years. I need to stand up and pray.
Yeah, you need to stand up. God don't even want you to. He don't even want you to come to church. He wants you to watch Joel Osteen.
Because
I think, hey y'all, she met her new baby daddy at a church. So I think she needs to stay.
Out
and watch Joel Osteen. Okay. Hey, y'all got the lines lit up. Let me let everybody know real quick because we're going to keep it pushing because I got a couple of major announcements to shout out before we get out of here. Big Weezy is going to be doing his show tomorrow night, Flappers Comedy Club, 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California, y'all. It's going down. I will be on the show. I can't wait to get back to Flappers, man, and do my thing. Miss O'Nelly, now Barbara out there, shout out to y'all at Flappers, man. Much much love, man. And also, y'all can catch me at Flappers in Burbank on the 27th of December. And I got a major, major announcement about another major hot comedy club. I like how I'm doing it, y'all. I'm doing comedy clubs. You understand what I'm saying? Another major hot comedy club that I'll be hosting coming up in January, y'all. Pay attention. Stay on the line. This song is dedicated to Big Weezy. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and see who some of these callers are, y'all, because y'all got these lines lit up. I don't have the lines lit up like this by myself. So this is probably some people want to talk to y'all. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play this song, y'all. This is for Big Weezy. Hey, Weezy a big man, so you know we got to play some heavy beat.
Tell you about it on the air. That's all I can say.
Hey, let me tell you something. When I talk to people off the air to see who was who, right? hot caller, would you like to say something? She said, yeah, I want to say something to, I want to give Big Weezy some love. I mean, it sounded like it was hot and pressing. You hear me? Asia might have some competition.
And you
want to
know why? Because I call Big Weezy daddy.
That's
right. Asia, you hear that? Asia, you, I got Asia on the line. Asia, you hear that?
Padre,
really,
Poppy.
Really oh, and Big Weezy got all the girls. I'm scared.
No, no,
Weezy.
No, she really calls me daddy.
She really
that's
calls
my
me daddy.
Daughter. That's my daughter.
Oh, that's your daughter. Oh, 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 oh.
That's right.
So you said, hey, so she on the line, and I'm holding line to my arm. Wow,
that's
so beautiful.
I'm daughter number one, Weezy.
Hey, Weezy, was she at the show we did at the John Lovett?
No, no, she was at my, she did, when I headlined the improv, she was there, brought me lots of love and everything and appreciated, but she wasn't at the, that was my other daughter, LaTanya, that was there that night.
Boy, how many babies you got? You got more kids than Shantae.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I do. I have one more than Shantae.
You got more kids than Shantae? Anybody with more kids than Shantae need to stay at home and watch Joel Osteen. They don't need to go to church no more. Shantae, he got more kids than you.
Man, I don't know. Weezy, you got a lot going on, bro.
I'm going to have to say this one more time. I said it once before, I'll say it again. When I be smashing, I be smashing.
Literally smashing. hey, messing with Big
Weezy. Get your life preservers, lady.
Get your life preservers. Hey, messing with Big Weezy, you leave one, come back two. You hear me? Real talk out here, man. Hey, so we got A-West on the line. Want to show some love. A-West, show some love to Weezy, man.
Hey, my people, I'm so proud of y'all, man.
Big Weezy!
I got bacon, nigga. I got bacon. Tough work. How y'all doing?
Doing fine. Everybody don't know this. A. West is one of my best friends in comedy. He's also a comedian. He'll be doing my show in January, also at Flappers. I've been trying to get you booked for Saturday night, man. I haven't been able to catch up with you, but we're gonna hook up this afternoon.
Well, you know, y'all was talking about who has the most kids. I think I got all y'all beat. I got more kids than Jesus. I know I got an army, okay?
That's true.
I think you got about nine, right? Hey, get going.
Man, you know how we do it. Hey, how's your baby, man?
Oh, the baby, she's beautiful. She right here, right in the middle of the show, start hollering. But I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I know for a fact, ain't none of y'all got more kids than me.
You
know how I know that for a fact? No, here go the real deal. Let me go on and put it out there. If you count abortions, miscarriages, if you count abortions and miscarriages, I got y'all.
Oh, Lord. Well, we wasn't talking. If I would have known that, I could have been a contender, okay?
Oh, you could have jumped in. Okay, she said contender. I love it. Hey, I ain't going to lie. I be holding my daughter to one in my arms right now. Like, girl, you lucky you made it. Woo, you blessed to be here, boy, because it's something that came before. You understand what I'm saying? That ain't here for show. Hey, look, everybody, I need everybody to, real quick, let's get all the information out real quick. Let's get the PR out, y'all, because we run a long time. I'm going to start with Big Weezy, Sean, and then Asia, then A, and then from there, y'all, I'm going to play a cut. So start with Weezy. Go ahead. You got about 20 seconds, man. We about to wrap this show up. Go ahead.
Well, first thing, I want to shout out to all of my fans and everybody, and thank you, Trey Love. And also, I'd like to announce that Asia and I are going to be doing the Big and Bad tour. Is going to be jumping off around February. We're going to be hitting the country. You guys can't miss it. It's going to be off the chain because she is amazing.
Absolutely. I will concur with that. I am amazing. Come check me.
Love it. Oh, I like confidence. I like confidence. Shantae, give them your Twitter, your Facebook, all that real quick so you can get contact.
Okay, I'm Shantae Renee Gibson on Facebook. That's just it. And actually, I'll be down in L.A. the weekend of January 6th casting Trey Love Project, Rock and Shell. I can't wait to get in the cast the seat. Hey, Trey, you need to get me a chair with my name on it.
You know, I got you pimping. And all the fellas.
I think that falls under the no budget policy, John.
The no budget. No, no. See, Asia. Let me tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna write her name on a sheet of paper, right? And I'm gonna get two pieces of masking tape and put it on the back. You got to have ingenuity, baby. That's what Trey Love built on. You understand what I'm saying? It's all ingenuity.
Fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna boil some oatmeal, some grits for everybody. They gonna think they eating. They gonna be eating a pot of grits, 98 cents. Everybody gonna eat. You know what I'm saying? Have them buttered up. You know, I know how to make people feel good. It's no budget. I got to thank my woman for accepting me this broke. Y'all don't hit me, church. Aaron, it's your to Aaron. Did I call him Aaron like the Bible? Remember that, y'all? And Moses and Aaron?
Yeah.
Did I say Aaron? That's you. You started preaching, Asia. Next thing you know, I was talking about Aaron. So I want to say, Aaron, go ahead, brother, run it. Tell everybody what's up. Facebook, Twitter, shoot out your information, man, and holler at the people.
Hey, all I want to say is I'm proud of each and every one of you because this business ain't no game. It's a business. And if you want to find me, just go to your local post office. They got the picture up for free. I'm the crown prince of criminally insane comedy. I love y'all unconditionally. Peace.
Appreciate that. Love you back, man. Go ahead, bro.
I got one more thing. I forgot to tell everybody, you can always find me at BigWeezy.com. That's BigWeezy, BigWeezy.com. And it's got my Twitter and Facebook and the whole thing down. And remember, the most important thing is every joke that I tell, a portion of the proceeds from my show and says go to breast cancer research. So that's always important. That's a big thing in my heart. My mom's a breast cancer survivor. So that's a big thing for me.
Wow, man. You know, I got to get my stuff together because, people always telling me stuff. My mother passed of breast cancer. So, you know, I got to support you, man. And that's why I give my heart to the stage to you, man, and for you. Look, everybody stay on the line. I'm going to play. Hey, Weezy, let me ask you. When I perform tomorrow, am I doing music and comedy or am I just doing comedy?
So I already have somebody doing the music tomorrow, but
okay, cool.
Don't know, you are, when you rapped on my show, that was amazing. I had no idea how talented you were. That is really
something.
So I'm going to make sure to do rap on another one of my shows again. But I do have a nice up-and-coming talent tomorrow night, T. Dupree. He's going to be performing. But tomorrow, you're going to be laying it down comedy style, my friend.
And you know, that's my thing, man. To tell you the truth, I can't wait to get out there and swing that comedy muscle, man. But everybody stay on the line real quick. I'm going to come right back. But I got just enough time to play my song and come back and say a goodbye. But Weezy told y'all, I'm glad somebody else said it because I'm always bragging on how good I am. But somebody else said it. Thank you for that, Weezy. And real stuff, man. I put it into what I do. I'm a poet and I don't know it. Check out this Trey game, man. And then when I come back, y'all, we're going to close it out.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This is the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on. 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 Get your Trey game on.
To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, King, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm her toy. I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless, the narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping, be stole your girl for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. In the gym, in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey Love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on.
To show y'all that ain't no studio stuff, I'm going to do it right now. Get your Trey game on. That ain't the studio, baby. That's real life. You know what I'm saying? To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me. Trey, lover boy, King, got Gilroy. Man, we about to take this home, man. It's been a wonderful show. Shout out to Big Weezy, man, for doing what you do.
Thank
showing
you.
Love. Shout out to Asia Kim, showing love. Shout out to Shanti Gibson, showing love. And shout out to Aaron for calling through, man, doing his thing and showing love, man, to all y'all. Let's all, I got everybody mic open. Let me see here. I'm going to make sure I got everybody mic open. And on the count of three, we're going to say goodbye. And then we're going to close the show out in the way it's supposed to be closed out professionally. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all feeling that, Church?
Yeah.
And everybody stay home and watch Joel Osteen, because we know what happens when you go to church, you get pregnant. All right, on the count of three, we about to take this home. Everybody going to say goodbye. One, two, three.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Bye. Bye.